You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Union Budget for 2024 may announce a set of measures to placate the middle class and the low-income population, which are hit by sticky food inflation and an income stagnation. While policymakers are working out the incentives, official sources said these could include personal income tax reliefs, higher retention level of Agniveers in the regular defense services, and more government support for urban housing to boost labor-intensive construction sector. The government will also likely announce steps including an assured pension option as part of the increasing pensionary benefits to the government staff under the National Pension Scheme. Quote, besides the poor, the budget is likely to announce measures to soothe the middle class, who are probably miffed, unquote, an official said. Moving on, the government has approved the sale of wheat and rice in the open market for bulk buyers from next month from buffer stocks, in a bid to improve domestic supplies and preempt rise in the prices of the two staple cereals in the coming months. The Food Ministry has asked the Food Corporation of India to start offloading wheat and rice at a price, excluding transportation, at ₹2,325 per quintal and ₹2,800 per quintal, respectively, from August 1st. According to an official note, the exact quantity of grain stock to be offloaded will be decided by FCI in consultation with the ministry, after keeping the stock for requirement under the public distribution system, buffer norms, and additional quantity, 2 metric ton. Next, from industry news. After tasting success in urban centers, quick commerce startups are now looking at tier 2 and 3 markets as the next growth frontier, replacing their tier 1 success in smaller towns and cities. However, could take as long as 5 to 7 years. And while the opportunity is huge, it will come with region-specific challenges, says analysts. Quote, while convenience as a value proposition should hold in Tier 2 and 3 cities as well, lower AOV, average order value, and concentration of demand due to lower population density and a slow change in consumer behavior could adversely impact unit economics, unquote, Pankaj Makkar, Managing Director, Bertelsmann India Investments, told Financial Express. The e-commerce market share of these geographies have been steadily increasing. Meanwhile, as much as 40% of the budget allocation for the flagship Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme has already been utilized, implying that the government may have to increase the outlay of the demand-driven scheme from ₹86,000 crore estimated in the interim budget. However, it may still choose to retain the MGNREGS outlay at the same level in the full budget to be presented later this month, as it has the option to provide supplementary funds as and when required and account for these in the revised estimate. Till July 10th, the centre has spent ₹34,056 crore for the scheme. In other news, Indian deal-making witnessed a total of 501 deals in Q2 2024, valued at $21.4 billion, stated Grant Thornton, Bharat Deal Tracker, Q2 2024 report. The Q2 recorded the highest quarterly volumes since Q2 2022, while values declined due to absence of big-ticket M&A transactions. Per the details, M&A and PE deals together stood at 467, valued at $14.9 billion. This reflects a 9% increase in volumes. However, in value terms, deals posted a decrease of 28%, primarily due to the previous quarter's $8.5 billion Reliance Disney mega merger. The quarter featured $1 billion deal and 30 high-value deals, marking a 58% increase in high-value deals compared to the previous quarter, which had only 19 high-value deals, including $3 billion deals. Up next, the four Tata Group airlines have completed the harmonization of operation manuals in the run-up to the Vistara Air India merger and amalgamation of AIX Connect with Air India Express, a company statement said on Monday. Following the completion of the harmonization of the operation manuals, Air India said there will be two separate manuals, one for the full-service carrier Air India and the other for the low-cost carrier Air India Express. Before this, all four airlines had separate operating manuals. The harmonization will enable Tata Group's airlines to align best practices and adopt common operating procedures. Over the last 18 months, a team of more than 100 members have worked to align on the best practices and adopt common operating procedures, Air India said. Lastly, Maruti Suzuki has revamped its warranty programs in a move that significantly bolsters customer confidence. Effective for all vehicles delivered on or after 9 July 2024, the company has introduced a wider set of warranty packages. Previously, Maruti Suzuki offered a standard warranty of 2 years or 40,000 kilometers, whichever came first. This provided a safety net for essential components like the engine, transmission, electricals, and AC, but only for a limited period. Recognizing the need for more comprehensive coverage, the Indo-Japanese car car maker has generously extended the standard warranty to 3 years or 1 lakh kilometers, whichever comes first. It's important to note that consumables like brake pads, clutch plates, and wiper blades are excluded from the standard warranty coverage. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.